traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
1 out of 10, what do you think is the chances of you, 10 being like, I'm gonna knock this dude clean out?
Yeah, 10.
Why are you clapping as a slave?
I'll do both.
Why?
For theatrical purposes.
Let me do it.
Cut to the... Absolutely not.
It's been 6 years.
I'm never letting you touch a slate again.
It's been 6 years.
Impulsive scene one. Oh, you guys wanted to talk? It's fine. Let me know when you're ready. It's fine.
We'll stop for you guys. How about you hold this and let us know?
Caleb, why don't you slate?
Why don't you slate, Caleb? You know what? You're different. Dude, this guy last night had 4 drinks in his hand. He's like, it's vacation. I go, no, it's not.
It's a work day. You're working. I love you, Caleb. You look great.
I don't.
Impulsive scene one. Take one. Here we are in Puerto Rico. Round of applause. We're in Puerto Rico. Yeah. That's enough.
I told you I could do it.
No, funny story. We shot a little like pilot maybe 5-6 years ago. And
he still won't get over it, by the way. Five, six years.
It was me, still Jake, our friend, and a couple of our friends were directing it. And they're like, hey, man, we need someone to hold this slate. Do you have anyone that could do it? And George was like watching us on set that day. And I was like, I think George could probably do it. Like, how hard is it? You know, are these things fragile? And they're like, no, but like, is he an idiot? Is he going to like fuck this up somehow? I said, nah, absolutely not. It was a really expensive slate. And handed it to George. Within 10 seconds, it was shattered. It was in pieces.
I was like, all right, blah, blah, tick. And it just slipped out of my hands. And it was like, I don't know how this thing has never been dropped before, but it shattered.
Everywhere.
Into millions of pieces. Bro, and I just look up at Logan. Logan just goes, not mad, I'm just disappointed.
Disappointed. The classic line from your parents. Anyways, guys, welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Yeah, you might notice that we are not in our regular set in Encino, California. Rather, we are in Dorado, Puerto Rico, otherwise known as Heaven on Earth. You might also notice there's one of us missing. Mike Malak couldn't make it to Puerto Rico because he... why couldn't he... I didn't invite him. That's right.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
It's like that.
Okay, right.
Oh, so
right.
All shit's hitting the fan. All right. Well, oh, shit. Okay.
No. Not like that. Not like that.
No, I'm not going in.
No, I'm not. Me either. I'm not. I'm just saying, like, I definitely have, like, I not been responding.
Listen, Mike's just made Logan upset. Logan's just was like, hang back on this one.
So you just got me and Georgie here in Dorado. So,
yeah. It's beautiful out here.
We're here for training camp. I wanted to come on Impulsive and finally say that the fight.
You fucked up. Out of all these months to wait to announce it, you bitch. I hope that shit doesn't happen in the ring, bro. You better come prepared. Sack up and do it again.
I sparred today, bro. I get a little rattled. I start slurring my words and shit. I'll go again.
No.
Fuck. I had one shot. I had one shot and I fucking blew it.
Oh, no.
Look, want me to do it? No, I got it.
Okay.
I got something to say. My fight against Floyd Mayweather has finally been confirmed. June 6th, 2021, Miami. We're making history, baby. Finally. The difficulty of making this fight happen was high. It was high. It's taken almost a year.
Why? Why has it been taking so long? Have you been getting any say in this, or you been riding bitch?
No, bro. Riding bitch is an understatement.
This just riding in the trunk, dude. Hitting bumps. June 5th? What is it?
Whatever you say. June 6th. Don't get it twisted, because there's a fight happening in Miami on June 5th.
Don't promote that. How did you not slur that fucking fight, but then yours, you're like...
Uh-oh. Our new audio guy is hitting Caleb. A little handling noise? Oh, yeah, we go crazy, bro. Oh, yeah, we fuck shit up, bro. You're going to get handling noise all day. We hired him. He's freelance. He's like the host is hitting the microphone. Yeah, we fuck shit up, bro. I'm a boxer. So I twitch in my sleep. Side note. But, yeah, there's a fight June 5th in Miami.
the night before the fight against Floyd Mayweather, which, by the way, is on a Sunday, June 6th. And yeah, this whole time, I've been, I liken it to riding a roller coaster. The moment that it became official, I kind of just strapped into this roller coaster, and it's like, yeah, whatever you say, Floyd, like, just let me fucking know. And it's a little cliche, but when you stay ready, you don't got to get ready. So we've been training for the past 8 months hard, like waiting for training camp. And I honestly think Floyd delaying this fight was the biggest mistake he could have made, because in this last 8 months, the jumps I've made have been exponential in the sport. Like I said this on a Maverick Club video, but when I first started boxing, when KSI called me out, I really leaned into the idea that I was an athlete, that my athleticism would help me in the sport. And as we've seen, you know, time and time again now, especially with Jake fighting an athlete, Nate Robinson, and then Ben Askren, an Olympian, and then even like my video with the Gronk brothers coming out, like being an athlete does not make you a good boxer at all. And so it failed me the first two fights. Like my athleticism,
it wasn't great.
It didn't help at all. But finally now I feel like I've locked on boxing.
I will vouch for him. First few fights I watched and I was like, he just didn't have to have that not confidence, but you didn't have that like mentality to move forward. And now watching you spar, you're dangerous.
I'm fucking angry, dude.
Oh, geez.
Well, think about it. I came off a victory that left a really nasty taste in my mouth. Or sorry, a defeat that left a really nasty taste in my mouth. And so I got a fucking chip on my shoulder. And
watching your brother win ain't helping,
dude. You know I love Jake. I love Jake because he makes me so much better. Like, think about that.
You guys chase each other.
I have a younger brother who's amplifying me, and he has an older brother who's amplifying him. And everything we do, we just build on each other. It's like we're just coming together at the perfect time in our lives to make a serious splash in the sport, and especially him. I mean, he's ruffling some feathers. You know, he really is the
dude.
He's really is the villain.
The UFC fight that he was in, bro, like the confidence for you to walk into a ring like that, the whole arena to say, fuck Jake Paul, and then him go up and do this shit. Like, bro, you're in the lions then. He's calling them all like kitten cats. Like,
yeah, bro.
Kitty cats.
You could say whatever you want here. It's a safe space.
No, it's not.
It's a safe space, man. You fucking moron.
By the way, we're not getting high over here. These are for mosquitoes. Just FYI. If you see smoke...
Anyways, Jake called me on the jet. I go, where are you going, man? He's like, the UFC fights. I'm like, that's interesting. Dana White let you in? He goes, yeah, man.
Did he?
Yeah, Dana White let him in. Dude, because Jake said it. We make fun of Dana White sometimes, but man's smart. Man's a businessman. Like, he's ruthless, bro. He knows how to do it. He knows how to...
I mean, people have been talking about him a lot.
That's what I'm saying. Bro, he knows how to promote his organization. And by letting Jake Paul in to the UFC 261 and getting the entire arena to chant repeatedly, by the way. I saw his Instagram stories, but you could hear it on TV.
Bro, it's bad.
Fuck Jake Paul. Fuck Jake. And yo, Jake loves it. He bathes in it.
I don't know how, bro. He baths. I get uncomfortable if I read one comment on Instagram.
Bro, it's worse in person, Georgie. When I was at WWE, I didn't get a fuck Logan Paul. I got... Logan sucks. Like some real PG shit. Logan sucks. From like one corner up in like E section 50. Like, and I was like, maybe in the past I did suck, but I'd like you to give me another shot. Jake's like, Jake's like laughing like a villain. He's like, like completely just.
He was hanging out with the guy that you almost fought.
Antonio Brown. That's
what's going on here?
That's weird. I don't know. Bro, when I was walking out of WWE, I just got stunnered, right? I just got, like, dropped. And I had a lot of people, a lot of the hecklers. They were saying shit like, go back to YouTube. Go back to YouTube. And I'm like, yo, my fans are saying the same thing. Both the haters and the fans are just saying, go back to YouTube. And I'm like, shit. I've made one YouTube video this year.
It was about freaking Pokemon cards.
Hey, you watch your goddamn mouth.
Pokemon cards.
I have a goal. I'll say it here. I don't know if I've said it publicly, but I'll say it here. I want to be on the list of highest paid YouTubers this year, having made like 5 YouTube videos. Like, at what point am I not a YouTuber, right? Do these count?
I think the podcast goes farther, bro. Well, I'm so excited to be on this podcast, bro, because the people that watch this is like they're grown adults.
The best.
And I don't think they're watching it from YouTube. And maybe if they are watching it on YouTube, I feel like it's one of those things where they only go to YouTube to watch the podcast type stuff.
Yeah. But
but technically that does count as a YouTube
right?
video.
We're not gonna count it. I don't know.
We don't have to.
But yeah, man. Floyd Mayweather, Jake Paul, UFC 261. Where should we pick off? Should we talk about UFC 261?
Yes.
Because that was probably one of the best cards I've ever seen in my life. That card was insane. It was stacked to begin with, but the fights themselves were so entertaining. Started off real strong with Chris Weidman snapping his leg off. That sucks.
Dude, the story when he told me that he's been the guy who got his leg broken by...
No. So, Anderson Silva threw a kick, an infamous kick, maybe like, I don't know, 7 years ago or so, and he broke his shin, split in half on this guy's leg. That guy is named Chris Weidman. This past weekend, the same thing happened to Chris Weidman. It's like, Weidman? I'm sorry, dude. I'm so sorry.
The guy's sitting at his house with a broken leg. He's like, at least say my fucking name wrong.
Weidman? Chris something. But it's almost like what are the fucking chances of that happening? He's cursed.
It's karma, bro.
Is it?
I don't know.
He didn't do anything.
What if Anderson Silva went to like the Dominican Republic in an island where all this witchcraft is there and he goes, I need you guys to do me a favor.
No, Spider don't seem like that.
And build me a doll that is exactly like him, just break his left
leg. Oh, you believe in voodoo?
I mean, after that, I watched that shit, yeah.
Nah, and then Uriah Hall, it was a 17-second fight. Oh, that sucks. That sucks. Uriah Hall, I think, broke a record for the first fight in UFC history won without throwing a single punch.
I didn't watch that fight.
Yeah, I'm glad you would have thrown up. It was disgusting.
Oh.
Dude, he kicked Uriah Hall's like shin, like the top of his shin, and it's so weird cuz I've seen it twice now. His shin just turned into like rubber and split in half. And the worst part is
he didn't know
until he went to go plant. He took a step back, he went to go plant his leg, but your shin's in two pieces, guy. And so obviously his foot kind of folded back on itself. And I want to know, this is sick.
I know what that feels
like. I want to know what the pain feels like. How do you know that?
I want you to know that one day I was sitting and I was watching Netflix with my girl for like 3 hours like this. We had COVID, so we couldn't move. And she's like, sweetheart, and my leg was folded like this. Yeah. She's like, sweetheart, could you grab potato chips from the counter? I go, sweetheart, of course, sit down. I got it. I'm the man. I got it. I kissed her forehead, petted her head, and I got up. And this leg was completely asleep. And when I went to go take that step with confidence, my forehead hit the ground so fast.
What are you talking about,
I'm just saying, I know what it feels like.
Yo, his fucking leg snapped
in
half.
And it was gone, man. Don't be rude. Go on. Tell your story.
Your leg fell asleep? Bro, his leg is in two pieces.
In my eyes, it was the same exact thing.
Doug, what are you saying? And then Thug Rose, such a sweetheart. Thug Rose with a very... well-deserved victory. She got in the ring and she kicked some ass. And her post-fight speech with Joe Rogan was really emotional.
Yeah.
And you could see Joe Rogan tearing up a little bit. I love Joe Rogan. He's so human, you know. Anyways,
wait, he's not a robot?
No, he's just like dog. He's multifaceted, you know. And he feels. And I think that's why his podcast does so well. We'll talk about him. He's actually getting like semi-canceled right now, but he's uncancelable.
Wait,
so
for what?
Good luck. I'll tell you in a second. Okay. But yeah, this girl, Thug Rose, before the fight, you know, she's in her corner saying to herself, I'm the best, I'm the best, I'm the best. And Joe Rogan asked her about it, and she like just grinned real sweet. And she goes, I am the best. And you could just see like the emotion. And being in training camp now, and these guys have devoted their whole lives to it, so I can get like a taste of what it feels like to devote your life to something of that magnitude, at least for a little bit of time, is like, man, these fighters work so hard. They work so hard to do this one thing, and when you accomplish it in a fashion as grand as she did,
It's just beautiful, man. It's that raw emotion in the ring is one of my favorite moments in sports. The post fight interviews, both from the loser and the winner. I just think that's like such a unique moment in time.
It's a very humbling experience. Like they
in both victory and defeat. Yeah, yeah. And then obviously the title fight, Kamaru Usman, Jorge Masvidal. Street
crazy.
Jesus. That was nutty, man. That was nutty. It was a great fight. I said it on this podcast. I tweeted it.
Is that why Jake's coming after him?
Usman can't be beat. Yeah, I don't know. Usman was talking shit about Jake. And Jake wants to fight anyone. Like, he was getting Daniel Cormier's face at UFC 261.
Bro. Like, bro.
I told him on the podcast. I go, yo, that's Daniel scary. Cormier. Like, that's Daniel fucking Cormier. Except Daniel loves his job, I heard.
I was about to say that. I've been hearing so many people say that if that was not the case of him being at his work, it would have been a different story.
He's working. You know, you're not going to slap up Jake.
Just imagine if he did. Jake took off his glasses, and that's how I knew he was ready for the slap. Like, he was waiting for
Jake,
the slap.
Jake told me. He's like, yo, he tried to punk me, and I, like, wasn't scared, and I think it pissed him off. Bro, Jake doesn't give a fuck. Like, I'm telling you, like, talk as much shit as you want about Jake, but, like, when you're face-to-face with him, like, He said it. You're gonna have to kill him to get him to back down. You're gonna literally have to fucking kill him. Don't get any ideas.
Just imagine.
I don't doubt. Like, he had an opportunity to do a head push, but yeah, UFC 261, highly entertaining. Jake Paul beef with Cormier, Jorge Masvidal, Street Jesus. Such a great fighter. Got caught and again humbled in defeat.
Yeah, that was very cool.
Bro, he's such a likable guy, and this shit happens. It sucks that it happened in that way, because that was pretty gnarly, man.
I liked how he said it was just a mosquito bite. He was like, just a mosquito bite. I'll be home.
To yeah,
his daughter.
Yeah, to his kids.
I was like, that's so cute. I've never watched UFC until you guys started getting into the fighting world, and then I started watching it because my friends are watching it, and watching somebody's focus on his daughter, even though the whole world is watching him, to me made me like him, even if he wins or loses. Like, that's sick.
I'm going to be honest, dude. Nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. Like, even I realized that just being out here in Puerto Rico and, like, isolated for the week that I was before I forced you guys to come out here to give me company. Bro, friends, family, the community that you have is like the only thing in life that matters. Really,
it really is.
Really. So, like, man, fuck what everyone else says. If you got a good circle, like, or kids, you know, offspring, parents,
offspring.
Who, you know, that's all you need. And you know, humbled in defeat. It was cool to see that. I'm sure he'll be back. But yeah, being knocked out like that, like a clean knockout, is a bit euphoric, ironically. It's a bit euphoric, and then you have a bit of a come down later. So I'm sure he was feeling like, okay.
Good. Have you ever got knocked out like that?
Not like that. Nah.
But he was out.
He was out.
Yeah, yeah.
But he came back quick. You know, it's like it was like a lights out. Like, it literally just like a switch.
That's why when we were watching that video of that other dude that got knocked out and the way he was limping out of the cage, and I was like,
nah.
All right, bud. Relax.
I agree. But yeah, nutty, man. Shit. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew.
Yeah.
Stay with us.
Blue Chew.
Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help men get stronger and longer-lasting erections.
Yes.
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. The tablets help men achieve harder and stronger erections to combat all forms of ED, erectile dysfunction, of course. It's an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, no waiting in line at the pharmacy, and they ship right to your door in a discreet package. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days, and the best part, it's all done online. BlueChew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. If you don't like swallowing pills, no problems here. They're made in the USA, and they prepare and ship direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. Got a special deal for our listeners. Try BlueChew free when you use the promo code Logan at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code Logan to receive your first month free. Did we brush over the Floyd shit too? I mean, bro, it's... Yeah, I mean, it's fucking... It's crazy. It's the best... For me or Floyd?
Yeah.
Shit, I don't know, because like Floyd is typically
the bad guy in boxing, right? Like, he's typically the villain. People root against Floyd. I mean, Milton just left.
But no, that's true. That's true. That's right? What he made his living off of. He wanted to be the bad guy. Remember, Johnny talked about that on the podcast.
Yeah. And, like, I definitely used to thrive being the bad guy. But, like, since Jake's the bad guy now and I'm really not, like, a bad guy.
Yeah, do you think that's going to, like, bleed over?
I think so. I think people are going to think I'm going to be an asshole. But, like, I'm just not. Like,
are you going to go into this talking shit or not?
Yeah.
I mean, you have to. It's a fight.
Also, like, it's fun. It's fuck. And, like, bro, I'm going to talk my fucking shit.
What's the one thing that you, like, have locked and loaded to, like, come at him with?
I don't fucking know.
Well, coming prepared. I like it.
I don't know. I'm sure some shit will come off the dome. But I'm not as much of a villain in the sense that Jake is. Like, bro, Floyd blessed me with this opportunity. You know? And I'm not going to pretend, like, he didn't grant me in this seat. But you can bet your ass I'm going to take advantage of it in the biggest way possible.
1 out of 10, what do you think is the chances of you, 10 being like, I'm going to knock this dude clean out?
Yeah, 10.
Okay, just straight up 10?
Yeah.
You don't feel like for a second you're like, hey, man, he's an undefeated boxer. A real boxer, not like coming from YouTube boxing. Like, he was, since he was a kid, has been just knocking every champion off their ass. And you're just kind of like, hold on, let me upload this video real quick.
Yeah.
And knock out the biggest. All right, I got you.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, I respect
you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could see how that sounds ridiculous.
It does sound absolutely fucking ridiculous.
But guess what, Georgie? My whole fucking life is ridiculous.
That's the only reason why I think it might work.
None of this shit makes sense.
Bro, when people ask me, like, yo, you think your boy Logan's going to knock him out? And I go, fucking no. I go, I don't really, he's the best boxer on the planet Earth. But I go, if anybody was actually going to take the crown away from him, it's the guy who fucking just makes shit happen out of thin fucking air.
It's this kid. It's that fucking dude from Ohio wearing the yellow shirt, sitting in the corner of a home gym in Puerto Rico, doing a fucking podcast with his boys. Like, it's that dude.
Boy. Mike's kid watching like, motherfucker.
Fucking these guys. Nah, but bro, seriously, like, none of, like, dude, my whole life was impossible. Everyone's always told me my whole life that, you know, what the things I've accomplished weren't impossible until I did them. The fact that I even got a fight with Floyd Mayweather was impossible. Oh, then it happened. So, like, man, I've heard it all, but the preparation and the training and just the momentum I have in my life and this perfect crossroads of timing, and I don't know. I feel like the universe is on my side, man. This is so beyond me. It's going to be crazy. I think it's going to be one of the highest grossing pay-per-view fights ever.
Oh, it's for sure going to be.
Ever. Which
is nutty. How many people have hit you up since that went out?
Doug.
I'm not kidding. I swear to you, dude. I'm not kidding. I haven't talked to these people since the fifth grade.
Oh.
People are coming out of the woodwork, bro. They're like, hey, man. Just straight to the point. And that's what I respect. Hey, man. So tickets, are they going to be hard to get?
Yo.
Like, nah, come on.
Bro, the tickets. People won't stop asking me about the fucking tickets. Bro, I'm fighting. No offense, because we even had this conversation. Bro, I don't give a fuck about your tickets. Everyone's hitting me. Leave me alone. I want my people there for sure, and I'm sure it'll get handled. But my own dad, my own fucking dad, he's like, yeah, it's all the fights confirmed. I'm like, yeah, man, super excited about it. He's like, great. Where are my tickets? Suck my dick, dad.
That's your father.
I'm just kidding, Greg. Fuck you, bro. I'm just kidding. I love you, Greg. You know what Greg's doing right now?
The ranch stuff?
He's digging a lake at my ranch.
Oh, we're doing this.
Well, Greg is.
No.
Oh, the lake.
Yes.
Yeah, he's digging a lake at my ranch. He's been sending me videos of these giant fucking machines just digging dirt out of the ground. Property value, baby. Talking about investments.
But you're
now.
Not selling the house. People have already offered you money for it.
Yeah, I'm not selling it, but still, property value. Dude, I'm an adult now. I'm a businessman. I'm a business, comma, man. So, yeah, I've been paying attention to my dog. Floyd Mayweather fight, bit clout, zoom. I haven't claimed it yet, but I think I'm going to. I think it's time. I'm going to claim. I got bit clout. Floyd Mayweather got no bit clout. Don't worry about that. But I got bit clout, which I'm going to claim soon, very soon. Side note. But anyways, yeah, making money. I care about it now.
This guy walks around his house with AirPods on the whole time.
Dog, I'm doing business. Except, you know what I realize? I have to pull back a little bit. Because obviously, like,
it's taking over you?
Nah, going into camp, I'm very quickly back in like fight mode. Like all I do is eat, train, sleep, recover. Like that's it.
Yeah.
And Puerto Rico is such a good spot to do this. Can we talk about Puerto Rico a little bit?
My goal was to come here and to get you out of here, but it's so beautiful, man. It's heaven on earth. Beautiful. But I will say this is not for me. And I'll tell you why. Too disconnected.
Mm.
Like if you're Oprah and you can't go anywhere.
Yeah, she's here.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you can say that.
Yeah, she's here somewhere.
Somewhere, not here.
She's in the kitchen.
I think somewhere over there.
She'd be chilling. Not she here. Yeah,
Could you do this forever?
I don't know about forever. That's the other thing. Everyone's made like so many assumptions about like what I'm doing.
No assumptions. He said that shit.
What?
I said you were staying here.
I did?
Yeah.
I said I'm moving to. Look, I'm here for training camp. I'm stationed right now. For, you know, until that fight, maybe a little afterwards. But it's such a good spot to train. So, like, I don't even know what I'm doing. Sure, I bought a vehicle here.
Bro, I'm buying one. Oh, my God. Drove this thing yesterday, and it was crazy. I will admit this, dude. I've never gotten such good sleep until I got to Puerto Rico.
So weird. What's up with the sleep?
I think it has to do with these fucking birds, man.
Listen. They go.
Oh, they're frogs. They're frogs.
They're frogs, and they go, cookie. You can kind of hear them in the distance.
You could.
Cookie.
You
could. Yeah, I don't know what it is.
And nobody drives like regular cars. It's all like golf cars.
Dude, this is so we are in Dorado right now. It's a 2,400 acre estate. And it's a bit secluded. Like, you know, you have to have a house here. And if you remember, it's pretty pricey. And it's an expensive neighborhood, basically, is what I'm saying. It's very fucking. Everyone who lives here is a billionaire.
Bag of chips for like $9.
Yeah, it's crazy.
What the fuck am I eating?
But the community.
Tell me with cancer. If I have cancer, I eat this. I don't get cancer. $9 for a bag of. I don't even want to talk. This is $3.50.
The dinners are expensive. But yeah, Dorado. I literally, it's like a little oasis, and everyone here drives golf carts. It's like a giant game of Mario Karts for adults. Except that's not even true because half the time I see. Like kids driving these golf carts
fucked
around.
Fucked up, too.
Bro, drunk.
Fucked up.
They're 12 years old, just whipping fucking golf carts around these that little track, 4.2-mile track on the outside, and like swerving, running me off the road.
Also, everybody kind of has like the attitude where they're like, they already got it, they already made it, they don't need you.
This is why it's nice, because every friendship that's made is like legit because I like you. You know
that's
what I'm
cool,
saying?
Yeah.
I don't need anything from you, bro. I'm set. Most people here have a family, friends, their community. They're good. Money, they're good. They don't need anything from you.
Like legit. Like it's like awesome. They're set. I went to the yesterday we went to the pool like that was next to the beach.
Yeah, yeah.
I get there, they're like, "Hi, good evening," and they gave me like popsicles and then a drink.
Yeah.
Like, do you want to eat anything? And I was like, "Oh yeah, you know I'm actually hungry." They're like, "Okay," and they got like fucking people come in and they're like, "Sir, what do you want?" Writing it on his wrist so he'll never forget. And I was like, "Oh wow, this is like a legit thing." So finally I was like, "I'm gonna go into this ocean because Logan's already there." I'm like, "This is great." I put my phone and my camera and I was walking and I was like, "What am I, a fucking idiot? Somebody's gonna steal." Who am I kidding? No one's gonna steal that. It would probably take more money off of their pocket if they wasted time to come grab my camera than it would to actually steal my wallet and shit. So I go over there and I was like, "This is fucking crazy." And I think this is why we sleep at night. I know that sounds fucking crazy, but like there's something about sleeping.
Sleep good, you're saying. You're going to tell me why humans sleep right now?
No, I'm just saying they sleep good.
Hey, okay. You didn't say sleep good. You said this is why we sleep at night.
Oh, well, I don't usually sleep at night.
Okay. Insomniac.
Yeah.
Fire.
But there's something about like, I feel like, I don't know, comment down if you guys don't agree with me on this, but when I sleep, there's a part of, like, I'm going to sound crazy, but there's a part of me that doesn't fully go to sleep because I'm aware of my surroundings while I'm sleeping.
Uh-huh.
There's like a, like if I hear something, I'm like, yeah, oh, I'm ready to go. But here it's like birds are chirping, the frogs are giving me kisses from the tree, like, and there's like security everywhere and everybody else is way more successful than me. So I'm like, if anybody's going to do the robbing, it's me. I feel pretty peaced.
Safety.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not, I actually felt that too. Yeah. I just, I don't know. I feel really nice here. It can go a little south sometimes. 80% of the people here are really fucking friendly. And, like, also, I'm driving a gold fucking, like, Hummer golf cart.
Yeah, you look like a mega douche.
And I look like a douche, and in that little fucking Jeep vehicle thing, mega douche.
He has the glasses, super and his douche, hair, and his chains.
And I got the mullet. I wear my boxing chain. Like, it's bad.
He doesn't even have his membership, and I'm putting my money on the fact that he'll never get that
membership. No, I'm getting it. I'm getting it, I think. But yeah, dude, I the first day I got here, I'm driving around this golf cart, and like, the old me would have loved driving around this gold golf cart. Now I'm like, fuck, it's fucking gold, fuck. Like, people are automatically are like, oh, this guy's fucking...
Wait, it's Dorado, right? Isn't that land of gold or something?
Dorado means gold, yeah, because the sunset.
You're driving Dorado.
I know, but also the guy whose house this is, he's dope. He gave me a good deal on the house, and, like, he's being really friendly, and his name is on the side of it, you know? So I'm driving around a gold Hummer golf cart that is not mine, and the name on the side is also not my name. There's a name on the side of it, and it's not my name.
So just put a sticky note over it.
It's big.
A big sticky note.
But I drive up to this guy. He's in this golf cart. Go figure.
And by the way, his shit's whipping way faster. We go quick. I don't think you painted that.
We go quick.
Golf cart, everybody else, and then you just see him go like really fast, like 30, 40 miles an hour.
We'd be zooming. I drive razors at the ranch, bro. I'd be zooming. And everyone here golfs. Most people here golf, and I pull up to this guy. I'm a little lost. It's a bit of a maze in here. As soon as I pulled up, I'm like, fuck, dude. I go, I'm pretty douchey right now. This guy's a fucking douche. But I needed directions. And you could tell he's like a surfer, probably like 40, 45 years old. Kicked back, giving me a dirty look already by the time I pulled up. I'm like, hey, man, you know which way like the beach is? He looks at me, he goes, that way. I just got here, bro. Also, I'm in fight camp. Like, fuck you. Don't be a dick to me, right? I was like, excuse. I literally said verbatim. I go, excuse me, good sir. Do you know which way the beach is? That way. And I was like,
did he point with his hands?
No, he one of these little fucking head up, dude. I go, and then like what? I take a left or like what? He goes, nah, it doesn't even say. Just, I go, hey, thanks for the specific directions, dude. Fucking appreciate you. And I was like, damn, I hope everyone is not like this. Because like I said, no one here needs you. No one here gives a fuck about you. Everyone is like very comfortable just living their lives. And so when a douche lord comes up in a gold little mini golf cart Hummer, like, yeah, I can see how you won't give me the time of day. But guys, to my neighbors, I'm a good guy.
Kinda.
No, I'm not here to cause any trouble, bro. I'm here. I'm literally, come on, especially now. I'm literally only here to fucking work my ass off with some of the best boxers in Puerto Rico. Which, by the way, the boxing scene here is awesome.
Yeah, is it?
It's just hot.
You had a sparring session today. How did that go?
It's great. I'm much better than I thought I was.
Well, that's always better than I thought I was better, but I guess not.
No, I'm much better than I thought I was. You know why?
Why?
Because in LA, we have sparring partners, and like I beat up on them. And I even was having this conversation with Jake. I was like, we haven't like found someone to like fucking put the hands on me. We'll find him. I'm gonna get worked one day in sparring for sure. And I'm not just saying this to flex my cock, because bro, in boxing, you know, you're gonna get beat up some days. But like, I have yet to have someone work me.
Has somebody worked you today?
No, quite the opposite. They're good guys. And so, you know,
you should do is find out who spars with Mayweather. Steal their sparring sessions and then box him and then pay him, be like, who's better? And then he'll tell you, and then that will like help you calibrate.
Nah, because styles make fights. And bro, like, obviously he's better, like, obviously, like, but this fight to me isn't about like being better. It's about some universal god blessed shit.
I always think
it's so beyond
you,
me.
You answered this yesterday. You said one step at a time, but like, I'm curious because Jake fought Ben, and then now there's a bunch of doors opening up for him to fight. But once you fight the best boxer, oh, they're already starting to make excuses, by the way. Have you been reading the comments?
What are they saying?
They're saying that it's not even a fair fight because this guy's no longer boxing anymore. He's way older than him and way shorter.
Bro, they're already making excuses?
Already making excuses.
What the fuck?
But that's good. That means they probably think that, like, that you're good. By the way, these sparring sessions are leaving you looking like you're Harry Potter.
I know, I know. Yeah, well, the fighters are good out here. I never got bruised in Encino, and then I came and got a little scar.
Who did that to you? Are you allowed to name
his
name or no?
Yeah, his name is Jean Pascal. He's fucking good. He's dope.
Only good, Harry Potter fans don't understand.
Good fighter.
Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Say his name.
Yeah, we've been working.
Whatever.
Yeah, but there's a lot of kids in this neighborhood too. Like young kids. I think like the parents are, you know, living here. Be driving by in the golf cart. Logan, hey. Like, hey, what's up? How y'all doing? I had one kid come up to me. No, not up to me. Come up to the house.
To the house?
Yeah, this is weird. Also, don't come to the house.
I don't think,
don't come to the house.
I mean, maybe you let this one ride. I'll tell you why. Because mom and dad might have some funds for you. Maybe come to the house. Just don't make it like Michael Jackson. This isn't Neverland.
Come
if your
to
kids
the house.
Stay in the parking lot area, and then we'll come out.
Bring your parents.
Yes.
And have them give me some Bitcoin.
Take a picture of your kid.
Little kid rang my doorbell. I never answered the door, but it was Sunday. I was chilling, right? Opened the door. There's a little boy about this tall just standing there. And
tall as me, by the way.
I wrote down what he said. He said,
Hey, I've been wandering around and seeing if anyone has anything to trade.
And then he taps his pocket like this. He goes,
I got some stuff to trade if you want.
What are you talking about, kid?
What? I said, what? I go, nah, man, I think we're good.
What? You didn't ask him?
I should have, and I regret it.
What?
I know. I
fuck?
Wish I knew what the fuck he was talking
what
about.
The fuck?
I know.
Are you fucking crazy?
I honestly regret not asking
him.
Dumbest? What the fuck he was talking about.
What happened to you?
I don't know,
what
because I lost my curiosity. Seriously,
what
I got,
the fuck? Oh,
I got comfortable.
Fucking kid was like tapping his pants, like, I want to trade, but what the
he
fuck
goes,
are
he
trading?
Goes,
I got some, I've been wandering around, I got some stuff to trade if you want.
Kid, if you're watching this fucking video, please,
come back. We're going to trade you.
With your parents.
With Bitcoin.
And their wallets.
So, bro,
like
I come
Capital
in.
One, what's in your wallet?
Hopefully Bitcoin. I come back in, I tell Kevin. Just yonder. I said, Kevin, some kid just came up to me and said, if I wanted to trade, what the fuck? He goes, oh, bro, I seen that on TikTok. I was like,
Oh, that's a thing?
I think people are like, I think that the barter system has made a big comeback.
Little ass kids are like trading
random
ass.
They trade.
We're in El Dorado.
So he probably had some good shit.
Yeah, you fucked up. He's like,
fuck.
This? 7 Bitcoins. What do you got? And I was like, oh, shit. Nothing.
It's like, I got 4.
Oh my god, bro.
Yeah.
Is that even a thing? Is that, I don't know anything about that. Is that made up?
No, PSA 10 chart. That's legit. Those are legit.
And he passed on it. Could have been in his pocket.
Dude, I don't know. I wish I knew what he had, man.
The confidence. He didn't even tell you what he had.
Yo.
You closed the door and he's like, fucking idiot. And he walked away. He took off his mask. He was actually 15.
Did he know this was my house? Or he's literally going to every house and like.
Did he say, hey, Logan Paul, can I get a picture?
No.
Then fucking no, bro. You just missed out on a great. He could have been. Dude, that wasn't a kid. That was a fucking leprechaun.
It could have been very well.
An El Dorado. That was the end of the rainbow. You bitch. You fucked up. I'm so upset with you, dude.
But what did he have? What could he have had? He was 12.
We don't know because you didn't ask.
Yeah, I got
promise
to
me if a kid
train,
asks
you
what's in his pocket, you'll ask him.
That's. You sound like a pervert. You sound like a pedophile.
Do you promise or not?
I promise you sound like a pedophile.
Fuck. Speaking of pedophile, I watched the movie with Ryan Reynolds
what
yesterday.
What a transition.
Ryan Reynolds?
Oh,
what's the movie, Waited? They made some fucking jokes in there about fucking underage kids.
Yeah, that's not in so much anymore. I don't think it
don't
ever was.
Don't think it ever was. I don't think it was ever in.
Yeah.
Unless you were like from like the medieval times where
no.
like the sex age was like 13 or something like that.
Humor. That whole era was fucked up in general. You know, I don't know if that's the exemplary timepiece to.
People were getting pregnant at like
15.
I mean, it is what it like. Other countries is like 16.
Jesus. Yeah, you can't. Humor's different now. We interrupt this program to bring you a word from our sponsors. I don't know about you, but I feel like I'm always looking at a screen, which is true now more than ever. And whether you're an avid news watcher or in serious need of a distraction, unplugging yourself is easier said than done. And one of my favorite ways to rest my eyes and still get the content I'm itching for by putting in my Raycon wireless earbuds and listening to something great. Whether you're catching up on your favorite news podcast, bringing an audiobook or binging, sorry. Or powering through your workout with a pumped up playlist, a pair of Raycons in your ears can make all the difference. No dangling wires or stems to get in your way. Raycons come in a range of stylish colorways, but also with a comfortable in-ear fit for a more discreet look. And with enough battery life for 6 hours of playtime, you can unplug for a while.
And the best part? Raycon makes great sound accessible to everyone with wireless earbuds starting at half the price of other premium audio brands. They're offering 15% off all products for my listeners, and here's what you got to do to go get it. Buyraycon.com/Logan. That's it. 15% off your entire Raycon order, so feel free to grab a pair and a spare. That is 15% off. Buyraycon.com/Logan.
Wow.
Back to the program.
And even humor, opinions. This was the Joe Rogan thing, if you want me to dive into it a little bit.
Go ahead.
So I've been like kind of
steal from his shit.
We can use Joe Rogan for material. I've been kind of just focused and not. I don't like really care about what's happening in the world right now. That's why some of this stuff is topical and some of it's not. But Joe Rogan was trending on Twitter today. A little clip of him talking about the vaccine. It's going pretty viral. And he basically, in short, was saying how like if you're a young healthy kid, you got a good diet, statistically, the chances of you dying from COVID, granted, I'm just like regurgitating what he said, it is extremely low, so he doesn't find it 100% necessary to get the vaccine.
Yeah.
It's an opinion, right?
Yeah, yeah. Are they going after him?
Twitter fucking exploded, bro.
You know why? Because I realized this, and I don't know if you guys noticed this, but the world's full of a lot of pussies. Like deep down, if you could look at them like in a microscope from like space, and if other aliens just be like, oh, this is the land of the pussies. What fucking happened what that happened? We can't even have a fucking conversation
it's
about
it's this it's this weird environment between like,
you know what happened?
Being woke and evolved and taking it way too far.
I got bullied so hard I left school. They moved me out of my fucking school. Guess what? You know what my dad said to me? He said, stop fucking talking so much, and then maybe people will fucking like you. And it was right. And I kept my mouth shut, and I grew friends. So, like, like, suck my fucking dick. I hate the world that we live in, that Joe Rogan is like, yo, a fucking smart decision of like, yo, there's people that are older and sick that are dying. Maybe give them the vaccine first. And if you're young and you're healthy, kick back. You're good. Because guess what? Everybody that I fucking know that had COVID is still living right now because they were healthy. The people that were sick died. So what he said kind of made sense to me. But for them to try to cancel him over some dumb shit like that.
How did you grow your friends? Like a plant?
I'm so mad at the fucking environment that we live in, bro. Everything that we say, even this fucking podcast, we have 9 people reviewing it just to make sure that we don't accidentally say something that in Guatemala people are going to be like, what the fuck is that about tangerines? What did he say about tangerines? Like, I don't know if you noticed, but this guy got canceled for drinking tangerines. He drank it! He didn't eat it, he drank it!
Yeah.
Sorry about the sound, guy. This guy's fucking like, he's looking like Diplo at EDC. He's like, what the fuck? He's even fucking rocking. He tried to get our attention, but it looks like a cloud bee. He's like,
he comes over to Caleb. He's like, excuse me, the one guy is yelling. I think we're peaking a little bit. What do we do here?
What, are you trying to cancel me for yelling?
Bro. Sorry about that, man.
Sorry, bro. I just fucking hate it, bro.
The bullying can run deep, bro. If there's some serious fucking bullies out there, bro. Getting bullied is not a good feeling.
I think you just need a... Honestly, I think it all starts at home. We could get in a deep conversation.
I fuck with bullying the bullies. I love that
I'm
shit.
A bully to bullies.
I bully up all day.
I have a neighbor that I'm dealing with right now. He tried to act up and be a bully, and I had to swing... Never mind. I had to swing for the fences on that one. But like, I'm a bully to bully, and I think you should. But again, like, bro, it breeded a bunch of fucking crybabies. Like, chill out, bro. Like,
I don't think the root of the crybabies being bred are bullies or lack thereof.
You know what happened? The woke situation started out with fantastic things. And then it just snowballed, and they're like, we got nothing left.
Okay, so that's what I said. That's what I said.
Pick on everything.
That's what I said. I think it's gone a little too far. Like, there's that, like, bro, even the way I've evolved, just like kind of giving a fuck about my community and like the environment around me on social, in my private life, whatever it is, like, I've just paid attention and become a version of myself that kind of like, I feel like I kind of get it now. I feel like I kind of, have my finger on the pulse of what is right and what is wrong, which sounds ridiculous, but
it takes growing up, and they're not letting kids grow up. They're not letting them make mistakes. Like, people are too scared to open up their fucking mouth and develop, bro. Like, you, like, in anything and everything, even with muscles, you have to tear your muscles, they have to hurt, and you have to grow. That's life. Like, if my kid does some dumb shit, I'm not gonna stop loving him. I'm like, yo, it's cool. You're growing up. You're understanding what's right and what's wrong.
You think parents are canceling their kids?
Yeah.
You think?
For sure. They're like, hashtag go to your room. You're done.
You think at home, Like, wow, that's crazy.
But that's what I'm, but this
my
is
parent,
the,
my
this,
parents.
This is crazy to me.
I'm trying to think if my parents ever canceled me.
They almost canceled my life. I got so many ass whippings growing up. I thought it was it. I was literally looking on the ground. I was like, oh, this is it. This is it. And then that same night, dinner. And I was like, all right, great. Still love me. But yeah, no, man. I'm only reason I'm upset about it is because I could see it from a bird's eye view, and I've kept my mouth shut. And it's not because of me getting canceled. Like, I don't give a fuck. I truly say that all the time. I don't care because I know who I am when I go to bed. If anybody try to get me for some shit, I know who I am when I go to bed. And I don't do anything stupid that God wouldn't be, like, super disappointed.
Yeah,
in me.
See,
I mean,
you got Jesus on your side,
bro. But here's the thing, bro. Like, okay, I'm a religious man, right? And I get mad at Christians when they point the finger at other people. I hold them accountable. I'm like, yo, stop judging people. You know how many text messages I got when Lil Nas X dropped that music video? Oh, bro, what are you going to say about that? Nothing. The guy's living his life. He's doing his own journey. Why do I have to be affected by his journey? Just because I love Jesus Christ, I have to be super upset and mad at Lil Nas X for doing that? That's his life. Why is everybody so up other people's asses? And when people are like, well, as a Christian, you should be telling what's right or wrong. No, that's completely false. God gave Adam the right of free will. He gave him his choices. So if God is not stripping away.
I do know that for sure.
Yes.
Do you have the receipts?
Yeah, let me text them. Well, I'm sorry. I'm getting really apt up because I'm just so sick and tired of, like, this is what is happening. This is the world and everybody has to drink out of this cup. And if you don't, you're fucked. And it's like, bro, you're taking the beauty out of it. Do you know how many things that I did not like growing up and I thought was wrong growing up, and I grew up to be like, oh, that's actually amazing. It's beautiful. But nowadays, they're stopping you from developing your mind.
Yeah.
And just canceling you from making a mistake. Mind you, there is some mistakes that you can't, like. Like, bro, if you do some scummy shit, like, what's that rapper that just got, he's on the run from the cops? Little Mosey?
Well, it's alleged, so maybe choose an example that's a little bit more concrete.
Got it. Well, I'm saying, okay, hypothetically.
What about Melly? Did he get convicted?
Who's Melly?
I don't fucking know.
Regardless, if you do something to intentionally hurt another human being and it's proven and you're a piece of shit because of it, then send you to jail. But, like, for you to, like, go out and just.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think Joe woke up that day saying, yo, I'm going to fuck up the world by this.
No, bro, he has an opinion. And by the way, an opinion a lot of people agree with and are too afraid to say it. But he'll say whatever the
and
fuck he agrees with.
That's the fucking fear that I have. People are scared of talking, bro. They're scared.
Yeah.
You know how many times me and you talk and we're like, well, that is a great point. We should talk about it. But then we're like, nah, it's not worth it because people might take it the wrong way. And that's sad.
It's sad that we can't have open conversations
it's
like
sad,
we used
man.
To.
Sorry. Wow, this kind of got all over the place, huh?
I mean, well, here we are.
We are here. And again, if I offend anybody by saying that, I don't care.
Is that a boy? That a boy, he's uncancelable. Also, because you're a comedian. You can
also, I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I don't care. What are you going to cancel me for? My mom and dad love me, and God loves me. I go to bed with my girlfriend that I'm obsessed with, and these are the people that I care about. And I care about their safety and my well-being. This is my circle right here. And if you have a problem with it, do me a favor. Stand in fucking line of all the teachers I grew up with and all the kids that hated me growing up.
Where are they at, though?
Hitting me up saying, can I get tickets to Logan's next fight?
You know what I never addressed? I don't know if I want to.
Do it. Come on, we're deep in. I'm going to get canceled for this one. Come on, hop
it's
in
It's so dumb, though. It's so stupid. It just, like, I realize I never addressed it. I'm looking at my notes here. Did you see Alex Cooper on...
you texted me about this.
The BFFs pod?
Yeah.
Saying that... I can't believe she said... She said it. She said she... sucked my pee-pee.
You can't say sexual things without sounding like a kid, huh?
I hate it. Well, how am I supposed to say? Look, we hooked up.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that. She hooked up with me. Hey, nah. We hooked up. And I think I was in a conversation with Harry Jowsey, like a friend, right? It's fucking Harry. And I mentioned it to him. Like, you know, like I told a friend, like, yo, this happened this one time in New York a year ago. Right. And then, like, it got back to her somehow, and she construed it as that I was, like, running around town telling everyone that, like, oh, you know, Alex Cooper sucked my dick. When, like, bro, that's not me. I got better shit to do. Not only that, it's like, I don't give a fuck. Mind you, it's fucking dope. But I'm only going to keep that.
What did you just say?
That's what they
Bro, what did you just say?
The Gluck Gluck. Bro, so check it out. I mean, look, if we're here, I'll just fucking
the
say
Gluck,
it.
Gluck 9000? The Gluck Gluck
9000, yeah.
What the fuck are you guys? Is that the sound of
yes,
a blowjob?
Yes, that's their move.
You guys are gross. No, I'm canceling both
no,
of you.
No, it's
guys.
Not us, dude. That's them. That's the caller daddy girls. Like, that's their thing. Pay attention to me.
Okay, I'm sorry, guys.
And so, dog, like, I like first off, Alex is awesome, right? Like, she's, like, a great girl. We hung out, spent some time together. She was great. And, like, the opportunity presented itself, and, like, I'm curious. And I was like, yo, she fucking talks the talk. Can she walk the walk?
So you hit the Gluck Gluck 9000.
I didn't hit the Gluck Gluck 9000, George. But one of us did.
Her.
And it was fantastic. And she walks the walk. Like, if there's one, like, icon of this generation who should be giving young women, and even men, sex advice, it's Alex fucking Cooper.
Really?
My issue with it was this. She went on the podcast and said, Logan, quote unquote, Logan Paul can't keep a secret. And in my mind, I'm like, dude, I told like one like close friend. And you just told the whole internet. And now I'm telling them again. And so I even texted her. I was like, hey, like, are we good? Did this like a, did that offend? Was I supposed to like lock that in a vault forever? Like, how can I? That's all, like, I liken it to fucking finding the fountain of youth and not telling anyone.
Yeah.
Like, I got it. I found it. And it was great.
Well,
I can't keep that. That'd be selfish of me.
Harry.
So I call Harry, too. Mr. Harry Jowseth.
He's always in the middle of drama, huh? This is what happens when you hang out with a guy who's on a dating show. He's just always just, like, talking about it. He's like, trained for it.
Well, he's a sweetheart. And, like, you know.
Is he? Because he's getting into a lot of mix-up problems,
well,
man.
Well, he called me because I texted him. I was like, yo, fucking talk to me. What's
he's
going
like,
on?
I was trying to keep it between us, but it was just too hot to handle. I just had to tell him when I saw her.
No, he claimed that that's not what he told Alex.
So how does she know that? Somebody's lying here.
The whole idea of me, like, going around town was where I had an issue with it. Like, I perceived her interpretation of what happened as me, like, at a party, like, everyone's in a circle, and I'm like, oh, guys, you wouldn't believe Alex Cooper sucked my dick.
What? No
and
way.
I was like, no, Alex. Like,
come on, Caleb,
and
Kevin.
I was like, yo, like, look at me, bro.
But you did do that.
Yeah,
You were at a party, and then you just gathered everybody around. You.
Everyone gather around. I clinked the glass. It's like, you won't believe it.
To Alex Cooper. Gluck, Gluck 9000. She is the best. She was even there too. She's like, but okay. Now, question: is Alex the one who was kicked off of her podcast, or
no? I don't think they were. I don't know if they're. I don't know. I don't know.
Is she the one that
separated? No, Alex.
Her own
Alex
thing?
Is the blonde. Alex the blonde.
My girlfriend watches that podcast. I don't.
Oh my god!
I don't even watch our podcast, bro. Why would I watch their podcast?
Because it's great. It's one of the highest ranking podcasts, the Call Her Daddy podcast. And
no, my girlfriend's obsessed with this. She watches it. She watches.
Well,
every episode.
this is what I was very impressed with Alex for. She really gives a fuck, dude. She like, she edits, she cuts,
oh,
she
shit.
Plans.
That's
she,
dope.
Everything is mapped out, strategic. She'll re-record little sections. Like, she gives a fuck about it. She's like, she's.
Only that's why she's successful.
She's a yeah. She's a creative at heart. She's a creative at heart.
It
similar
just
to
the
me,
Gluck Gluck 9000 on the side. Just nighttime hits. She hits export. She goes.
no, she's not like that. No, that's the other thing, bro. She like doesn't. I'm sorry for putting your business out here, Alex.
She
like,
started it.
Fuck you. It's like I'm just going it. She doesn't put out. She. I think I was like a very like rare circumstance. Nah, I think I was a very rare circumstance. Like for whatever reason, she doesn't put out. And at first, I was like, oh, she's like cap, like because she definitely doesn't put out. And. Yeah, like she's a creative at heart, and she just happens to be the product. Same shit as me. Just like she's a marketer, she's smart, she gives a fuck about her shit, and she loves it.
Hell yeah,
yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, I wanted to clear that up. Took me forever. Not having a podcast in a while, like it makes it harder to just like address things. I like this long form format. I can come on here and say stuff that might not look as good in like a tweet. Or like an Instagram story, you know.
Because we
saying?
Get to talk about it, but you can't talk about too much because you get canceled. They're just trying, dude. I feel like freedom of speech is like slowly but surely dissipating.
Nah.
You're right.
You could still, I mean, that's a, like the law. Like, you're chilling. But, like,
you know what I just realized? And I might be stupid, and a lot of people might comment down and be like, you're an idiot. How'd you not know that? But they always say, like, freedom of speech is in a lot of countries. You're, like, you're a free person. But in other countries, you're not allowed to verbally attack somebody. It's like hate speech or something like that.
Why, you want to go around calling everyone a motherfucker?
No, but I'm saying that's kind of crazy, right? Like, is road rage not a thing out there? Like, how do you cuss somebody out on the side of the road? Is that illegal?
Sure, we can figure it out. All right, so how long are you here?
I don't have a returning flight back, but I should probably leave soon.
Really?
I mean, not that I just don't love you. It's just, you know, I want you to focus and get your shit done, and I need to get back to the real world.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah, I do got to get focused. It's not that I'm not focused, but definitely, like, that isolation is good because all the mental energy I'm using, just even, like, conversing with people I love, it's like, you know, it's a lot. We're training a lot.
I'm definitely coming back, though.
Yeah, you have to, bro. Yeah, you have to. More importantly, I'll see you in Miami, June 6th. Sunday, baby. We're going to kill it. Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. I believe there will be an attendance there. As far as this podcast goes, we're still kind of figuring it out. I really don't love to do the podcast and training camp at this. In fact, I'm not going to. Like, I love this podcast so much, and I want to give my full heart and soul and effort and energy when I record it. But this fight and this opportunity is the biggest opportunity of a lifetime, and I'm not going to let it go to waste just to put out content for another month or so. So definitely going to buckle in, and we'll probably put another one out before the fight.
Are we ending it here until next
time? I mean,
time?
Bro, it's never – first off, we're never ending this podcast.
No, but
ever.
I'm saying, like, is the next time we're going to be like, yo, welcome back to the podcast, is it going to be after the
fight?
I don't know.
Who knows if some shit comes up? It's so hard to say. But
you should probably do one before the fight.
We will.
Okay, so you do know the next one you're going to do.
Yeah, I just don't know when. But it will be before the fight.
Okay, I just want to know because I like this show.
We'll be back. I like it too. I hope you guys like it as well. Let us know what you thought about the episode. If you like the remote locations, man, we've been adding to the list. Another one down with our beautiful travel set.
This is a great travel set.
It's awesome. Yeah. Hit that subscribe button, guys. We love you. Give the video a thumbs up. And Floyd Mayweather, you motherfucker, I'll see you June 6th in Miami. Let's fucking go.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.